Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Respected brothers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has blessed us with another night, another day in the month of Ramadan. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our du'as. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for all the wrong that we have done. There are many people who are going through trials and tribulations, even in the month of Ramadan. It's a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us as well, inshaAllah. Ameen. So tonight, inshallah, we move into the 14 juz of the Holy Quran. And there's one particular verse that I want to share with you tonight. And that is the verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun." That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announces that He is the protector of the Quran. And Allah has ensured that the Quran is safe from all forms and types of additions, omissions, and alterations. Every period of time produces many people who memorize the Quran. Now, whilst there is no actual database to calculate the amount of huffaz, but some computer-based estimates have said that at any moment in time in the world, there is a minimum of 10 to 15 million huffaz. At any moment, a minimum 10 to 15 million people who are becoming huffaz or are hafiz already. Such is the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kalam. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited it. It is the same Quran that is being recited today. Muslims are particular about recitation of Quran. It's so beautiful that if an 80-year-old man had to recite Quran, and there was a younger person many years younger than him, and if that man had to make a mistake, then this youngster will be able to correct him, and even vice versa. Showing and proving that even if there be a generational gap, then too the Quran will still be the same. This is how beautiful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept it. It is the same, it will contain the same verses, it will contain the same letters, surahs and sequences. And I always say that if you had to have a hafiz of 2024 or a hafiz of 2025, and by some power given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you had to go back into the past and go to a cemetery or a graveyard and dig up a hafiz who had passed away in the year 1982, and go further back and dig up a hafiz in the year 1622, and go further back and dig up a hafiz in the year 1022, whatever it may be. And yet, if you had to ask each one to recite Quran, each one will start with Surah Fatiha, they'll start off with Surah Baqarah, Surah Ali Imran. Everything will be identical. This is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the power of the verse where Allah says that He alone is the one that protects this Quran. Look at our huffaz, alhamdulillah, what a sterling job they are doing for us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them abundantly for the efforts that they've made. Every one of them, even if they had to perhaps maybe study under one institute, their ustads were different. Or even if they studied in different institutes, there's a generational gap between them, there's years between them. But when they come and they read, they will read the exact same verses. Every one of them, alhamdulillah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep them strong and make our children also strong, inshallah. They are able and capable to read the entire Quran on their own. So this itself shows how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept the kalam of Allah in the bosom and the chest of these guardians of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my respected brothers, we have to constantly make shukr and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So many praises we have to give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The other night I mentioned even the fact that we have the month of Ramadan. It's the month where we get closer to Allah. Imagine if we didn't have the month of Ramadan, how far we would be from Allah. That alone is a ni'mat and a talk that you can go on speaking for. This kalam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, it is our duty and responsibility to read it. Every one of us have this kalam in our home. Every one of us know how to read it. This is the month of Ramadan, we must read it. And not only that, we must encourage our children to become huffaz. Encourage our sons, encourage our daughters, grandchildren, make them huffaz. You know, not all five fingers are the same. That's true. Not every child might become a hafiz. But if we are to teach our children the azmat of Quran, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ensure that that child who could not become a hafiz, Allah will ensure that when he or she gets bigger, when they settle down, then inshallah their children will become hafiz. So this is something that every Muslim must yearn. Every Muslim must want. Every Muslim must make a wa'da with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah bless me with children, so I will make them hufaz. Today you and I, we want to look at the glitz and glamour of the world. I want my child to be a soccer star. I want my child to be a cricket player. I want my child to play this. I want my child to paddle here and paddle everywhere. But the real star is a Hafiz of Quran. No one can match that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our children Hufaz. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant it such and make it such that in every progeny of ours to come till the day of Qiyamah, there must be someone that carries the noble Quran in their heart. So that on the day of Qiyamah, inshallah, you and I can stand up and be happy at the fact that the progenies that came from us were all Hufaz, alhamdulillah, inshallah. Ameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a reality. Just also one point I want to share with you. When it came to the difference between the Quran and other kitabs, it is mentioned that the Quran has always been in the hands of people. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to receive wahi, he used to come down, he used to tell the Sahaba radiallahu an, and they would write it. It has always been in the hands of the people. In the world today, my respected brothers, the Quran is written in a living language, that is Arabic. In the world currently today, there are 420 million people who speak Arabic, which is the language of the Quran. Yet the Bible is written in ancient Greek, ancient Hebrew, ancient Aramaic, which hardly anyone knows, only a few people know. So this is the power of Quran, that even within us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us that ability. Some of us can't even speak Arabic, but we can read Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the true love of the Quran, and let it be a fort for every believer and a guidance for every believer. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless our progenies, inshallah, till the day of Qiyamah with this Quran. Jazakallah.